what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly grateful.
All rise for tonight's sermon from Reverend Megatrip.
The Revelation of Apocalypse, Book 10, Chapter 7 of the Bible of Steel.
Now let's turn to our Bible decoder, which will reveal the wisdom of the one true God.
I was becoming a bit disheartened, thinking my only audience tonight would be a corpse. Such a shame with beautiful music on deaf ears. So now that you've come, I do hope you'll stay long enough to enjoy the concert.
Oh, stop it! Oh, God, stop it! Stop it, stop it, stop it! For the love of God.
Where is your God now in the hour of your need?
I know.
The devil's death, Lucifer's lair, Satan's sanctum sanctorum, and all you poor unfortunates who abide herein.
You come to Beelzebub's banquet hall to seek forgetfulness in the waters of Lethe. For shame. And you, you swill Belial's bills drained from the blackest slough on the river Styx. And I suppose you come to the altar of the Archfiend because you were cast such a poor lot. Well, when was the last time you asked him for a better one, brother?
My demon is as real as yours is.
I'm a sinner. I am a black-hearted, hateful, sinning breaker of the commandments, and I deserve to be lapidated. I deserve to be stoned to death, and I carry out for it. So now you throw those rocks at the sinner, and let him who is without sin cast the first stone.
Most people who believe in God don't really. If people really believed in God, would they live the way they're living? If we really understood Dharma, if we really understood karma, how would we live?
We must get closer to the essence of life, but be aware that it takes courage and strife. Expand your mind, don't let it wither and die. You'll find that it lifts your spirits high to the sky. So meditate. Come on, let's contemplate. Talk to the heavenly bodies of the universe. Of the universe. We must get closer to the essence of life, but be aware that it takes courage and strife. Expand your mind, don't let it wither and die. You'll find that it lifts your spirits high to the sky.
Jesus wants to kill me, and so on and so forth.
I don't have anything against Jesus or S&M.
This guy had an unhealthy mix of both things, and it was the fight of my life, the fight for my life.
There's only a few people who could actually understand this saying. Those are the special people who could understand it, who are smart or bright enough or have enough enlightenment.
Mega Trip
is a reverend or a preacher, some kind of religious figure.
But maybe he's like Batman or something, like a good bad guy.
Way back in history, the prodigal son was a wealthy lad. He spent the share of wealth his father gave, spent every cent. And wrong. can understand. The story relates to the fall of man. For way back in history, the race of man fell into misery. Keep the race of man from the righteous land. It's still the same with man on earth today, caught in this devil's den, lost in this world of greed and poverty, world full of hate and sin. Now what we
the knowledge before you do the wisdom. Look, listen, observe before you speak on it.
Everybody that's
on? Is it some kind of black magic?
I'll tell you a story about the brave man and the storm. Hell ring now as glory, for God when I was born. He met a man as a boy, but taught him life was no toy.
Small talk, fat man, and let's get it on. Maestro, if you will.
What's this?
It's a lot of religious figures don't have, we don't get to see what the flaws are. Like, maybe Jesus farted a bunch. Like, we don't really get to hear that stuff as much.
This is no joke.
You have old school Satanism.
The Buddha often said, if you take this path, you will not succeed. Another way of saying that is if you take this path, you will fail.
Care a lot about the spiritual information
and comics and anything.
You sure he wasn't the devil?
Face front, this is Stan Lee speaking. You've probably never heard a record like this before because no one would be nutty enough to make one with a bunch of offbeat artists, so anything is liable to happen.
Harder, worry less, because even if the work isn't perfect, it's work, and the work that you create and the content that you mine is here forever, man. You get to have it here. You do the things that you want to do, and someday somebody will stumble upon what you have done, and your intent will be realized.
There's a church within us, oh Lord. There's a church within us, oh Lord. Not a building, but a soul. Not a portion, but a whole. There's a church within us, oh Lord. There's
what they were saying in church, I was questioning, like, where does confession come from? Where does the Pope come from? Why is he at the final voice of God? I just had a lot of questions about all the rituals of being Catholic, and nobody was answering them, and I just got more and more frustrated.
Born in an obscure village, he was the child of a peasant woman.
He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30 years old, and then for 3 years he traveled around the country, stopping long enough to talk and to listen to people and help where he could. He never wrote a book. He never had a hit record. He never went to college. He never ran for public office. He never had a family or owned a house. He never did any of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself.
All the armies that have ever marched, and all the navies that have ever set sail, all the rulers that have ever ruled, and all the kings that ever reigned on this earth, all put together have not affected the life of man.
But when he was only 33 years old, the tide of public opinion turned against him, and his friends all rejected him. After being arrested and tried, he was executed by the state along with admitted thieves. Only because a generous friend offered his own cemetery plot was there any place to bury him. This all happened 19 centuries ago, and yet today he is the leading figure of the human race and the ultimate example of love. Now it is no exaggeration to say that all the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever set sail, all the rulers that have ever ruled, and all the kings that have ever reigned on this earth, all put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth like this one solitary life.
Exhausting.
I will do all I can to be worthy of thee, O Lord. It all has to do with it. Thank you, God. Peace. There is none other. God is. It is so beautiful. Thank you, God. God is all.
My life I've tried to be a good man, working and praying, that's part of my plan. Every time I start to get ahead with the Lord, you come knocking on my front door. Oh devil, get behind me, don't you trouble me now. It ain't to please you, I got the sweat on my brow. Got away from you once, I'll get away once more. Oh devil, get behind me, get away from my door. The way you treat people, it's a crying shame. Tempting God's children is your favorite game. You can cross my name off of your long list. In the fire, this is one soul that you're gonna miss. Oh devil, get behind me, don't you trouble me now. The sweat on my brow. Got away from you once, I'll get away once more. The devil, get behind me, get away from my door. You've kept men in prison for centuries. One of these days you're gonna let him free. Cause there's a word that tells us of the good to come. And then, poor devil, you are gonna be done. You trouble me now. It ain't to please you, I got the sweat on my brow. Got away from you once, I'll get away once more. The devil, get behind me, get away from my door. Devil, get behind me, get away.
Came home one evening, there was Mama on her knees. The
big old tears of gospel joy running down her cheeks. She said, you don't have to worry, son, we are not alone. I got Jesus on the radio and Jesus on the phone. And daddy said, come on down to Tootsie's, have yourself a beer. Mama's in the kitchen, standing there in tears. My mama loved my daddy, but it's breaking up our home. She got Jesus on the radio, and daddy's on the phone.
Gee, could this be another ironic twist? This thing looks like we ordered it out of a comic book.
I'm thrilled because I'm an atheist. I always was an atheist. I can't believe in superstition. I clearly would not take the right of people to have that belief system. But I believe that religion is the opium of the people. Some people believe in Oprah. Some people believe in the lottery. Whatever gets you through the day. And then there are the assholes who are on my side who believe in the ejaculation. Whatever it takes. But for me, it's a fairy tale.
Mumbo-jumbo. There's the mumbo-jumbo of Judaism, the mumbo-jumbo of Buddhism, the mumbo-jumbo of Catholicism, and all the different isms. And as that, if we chant enough of it over and over and over again, everything is going to be all right. That's not what invocation is. If you don't know what it is, you sure as hell should find out, because it's part of your practice. Creative expression is not just about painting pictures or making
comic books,
although that's a vehicle that we may use to enter into. Creative expression is about expressing your life.
Yeah, but don't you have anything else?
Oh, I sure. I'll push the button.
God, God.
God damn.
Let's take
God,
a look now.
God, at God damn.
God.
God,
you oscillate between periods of enlightenment and tyranny. Can you prove this cycle has been broken?
His life is suffering. Just look.
Rock into the room.
Venture would make it or not. And people ask me, well, did you do it for the money? No, no. It was a simple dichotomy. Was I a madman, totally self-absorbed and neurotic, going on psychotic? Or was I the voice of many other people? Would I be found out by others who were my brethren and my colleagues? Or would there be a difference in being ignored? And the answer is simple. If the paper didn't sell, I was a group of one. And we could argue that I was indeed a crazy person who thought he was imposed. But since the paper sold, it made me realize there were others just like me. Maybe you can say they were perverts, weren't degenerate, but they weren't. Nobody was fucking pissing on nuns. They were just people who had a sexual appetite.
On the first day, God created the universe. God discovered music.
The monk said, "You shouldn't mix up Buddhism." She said, "I'm not mixing up Buddhism." The monk said, "Aren't you mixing up Buddhism in this way?" And she said, "Where has there ever been a mix-up? Aren't you mixing up Buddhism?" So what did the Buddha teach? How do we mix up Buddhism? Buddhism. And what is Dharma?
Sacrificed on the altar of the arch-fiend.
Each thing contains every other thing. This body and mind is the body and mind of the universe. What happens to the universe happens to me. What happens to me happens to the universe. And the same can be said for each one of us. Each thing is an individual and at the same time totally interconnected throughout time and space to all other things.
I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space. Swish!
Just lost it. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. Hokey, if I just lost it. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. Check. Hokey, if I just lost it. Buddhist monks in the mosh pit. 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 Buddhist monks in the mosh pit.
Monks in the mosh pit.
It's a cheap and easy Uber way to get to
what people would call enlightenment.
Going to start to believe that I'm a guru, and I know that is the death of connection, of the gifts, of occasional moments of humility, and being one of many.
It was all Sam's fault. Sam couldn't retreat, so he fought back. And this involved four chickens, a turkey, several ducks, and a goose.
Roof is blazing for me, let that motherfucker burn now. These bitches watch it, it's my motherfucking turn. Now we blazing, blazing. Why you hating, bitch? We blazing, blazing. So amazing, everything is heat, bitch. Hot chick, hot whip. Burn it like a furnace, bitch. Cause all I know is hot shit. We blazing, blazing. So why you waiting, bitch? We blazing, blazing. So amazing, bitch. I'm on fire.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, I'm on fire.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, I'm on fire. We got your city on the lock.
Cut
down. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch,
fucking geek, geek. I'm so fucking throw, throw. I'm seeing in threes. I can't feel my face. Can't stand on my feet. Damn right I'm tripping. Ain't no better way to be. Let's do it again. This time let's do more. Let's blaze out till we pass out and wake up on the floor. I woke up with your hoe. My dick still in her mouth. Man, game so good that I could not take her out.
Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. We got your city on the lockdown. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. We about to burn the fucking club.
I think that's where my crack with the faith happened.
In 1650, the Archbishop James Usher, calculating from biblical references, fixed the date of the world's creation to have been in the year 4004 BC. Another dedicated cleric, working independently of the Archbishop, not only corroborated his findings, but with further scriptural proof, pinpointed not only the year, but the exact date and time. 4004 BC, October 23rd at 9 a.m. That was 4004 BC. Meanwhile, a billion years before, give or take a little.
We'll be right back.
was a movement they called the Jesus Movement. People started having churches in the park and churches in garages. It was attached a little bit to the hippie movement. It was something that I jumped on because I still wanted to believe, so I became a Jesus person, or as they used to call ourselves, Jesus freaks.
I taught pickup in my own way. Yeah. I would love to go to church more than I do, but I never find any favor to go to church. I think singing in church would be nice, and I did the closer to God. That's all.
All we can aspire towards, in my mind, is just being better listeners, being more present, being able to be pushed by our environment, and being effective in turn. Because, you know, every microphone is headphones. Right, every speaker is also a microphone. That's just the property of transmission. They function both ways.
So the awakening, the thought of enlightenment, is not just the thought of enlightenment. It too is an offer. It too is an opportunity to repay the debt that we have of our life, and to appreciate the preciousness of our life. You know, it's very easy to be caught up in our life as a journey of fulfillment of desire and settling into our customary anxiety and dissatisfaction and low-key depression and habit of mind that we surround us and bind ourselves with and can't seem to get free of.
Be free and be free of this too, of whatever it is that binds you. And if you are truly free, then nothing will offend you. Nothing will confuse you. Nothing will stand in your way.
I think that I felt guilty. I think that I was guilty of my sinful ways. My religious background was kicking my butt.
Curiosity got the best of me, but I can't say I regretted one moment of it.
All kneel before the Reverend Megatrip.
Lord.
time I was two, they were calling me, Satan. I was born mean. By the time I was 12, I was killing for Satan. Yes, my mother, she had problems, too many of her own. She was young, everybody's girl. Yes, she was.
Yes, she was.
As a child, oh, I was cold. I was lost, so lost and lonely in a dark and God-forsaken world. Oh, no one cared. What did anyone give? What chance did I have? I was born mean. By the time I was two, they were calling me
Satan.
Oh no, no one cared. What did anyone give? What chance did I have? I was born mean. By the time I was 12, I was killed.
I was told by one of my dear teachers who passed away about 4 years ago that I had reached the status of what is called spiritual elder. So that's who I am. I am a deeply compassionate, wise soul. I'm here to make a difference, and I believe that I have made a difference and will continue to make a difference for as long as I'm here. Love is the single most powerful frequency in the universe, and that's a fact. That's what I know for sure.